If you want more energy during your shift, fewer food cravings during and after work, and the strength to keep going in this profession for decades, consistent quality protein intake is one of the highest return habits that you can build. And today I'm going to share 5 protein tips in 5 minutes. What we're going to call this are rapid rounds. So there's going to be several episodes that we're going to do rapid rounds where we're just going to kind of cut to the chase. And I think we're going to stick with the 5 tips in 5 minutes. So you, the listener, can kind of hold us to that. But let me welcome you to the Resilient Vet Podcast, Mind and Body Strategies for Success. The most important thing you can do right now is to subscribe to our show where you get practical tips. They're not always 5 tips in 5 minutes. We definitely do some deep dives, but we talk about everything from physical and emotional durability, leadership, communication, stress management, and so much more. My name is Aaron Shaw. I'm one of the hosts here. I am an occupational therapist, strength and conditioning specialist by training. I've been doing this for 3 decades. My biggest claim to fame is that I married a veterinarian many years ago, and so I've learned a lot about vet med. Right now, I coach and consult vet professionals and teams who really want to be more physically and emotionally durable and thrive in vet med. And veterinary medicine is one, the most noble profession there is, but it's also super hard, super challenging. And I really get tired of seeing great people in veterinary medicine get burned out, injured, and unfortunately, too many just literally leaving the profession altogether. So I really wanted to do something about it, and I knew that it needed to be a little bit more than just another wellness talk. People and businesses needed systems, so I created Project VetSpan. And so that's what I do, help leaders, help teams, and part of what I do is spread the word on this podcast with the help of my co-host, Dr. Jennifer Edwards. Hi.
Hi, Aaron. Thank you. And boy, is that an understatement that this profession is challenging, huh? So hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Jennifer Edwards, and I was a practice owner for years. I know what it's like, that specific kind of lonely, when you're just responsible for everything and everyone, and it really feels like nobody really understands. So, you know, we have that overwhelm and those conversations that we just put off, we're afraid to have, or that we keep replaying in our heads long after they're already finished and we've gone home. And, you know, that culture, we always talk about culture, and it just never quite seems to get there, no matter how hard we try. So now what I do is I am an ICF certified leadership coach. I'm a speaker. Hopefully when I have a better voice, and I now help veterinary leaders to have confidence in their leadership, empowered conversations, and to actually build something that they're proud of. So I'm very honored to do this work and pay forward to from all the people that helped me when I was going through that journey on my own. So, okay, Aaron, you've got 5 minutes to give 5 tips. We don't want you to go down any rabbit holes or do any lectures, just the biggest protein takeaways that every veterinary professional should know. And I'm excited to hear this as well. Are you ready?
Yes, I do have my little desktop timer here. So you can kind of keep me honest from your end too. So I'm going to set my timer for 5 minutes. And these are going to be, again, just top level tips. And of course, if anybody has more questions, we can talk about that afterwards. You can message me. But this is just the high level tips to build the fortified human beings that need to succeed in veterinary medicine. So challenge accepted. I'm ready when you are.
Okay. I've also got my little stopwatch going here on my phone. So on your mark, set, go.
Okay. It's a little bit nerve wracking. Okay. Here we go. Tip number one. Protein helps you stay strong enough for the job. After age 30, give or take, we naturally lose muscle unless we actively strength train and eat enough protein to support the strength training. Protein supports physical activity that we need for long shifts, lifting patients, all the kneeling, squatting, contorting, and twisting that you need to do in veterinary medicine in order to have a long, thriving, healthy career. So what I want you to do is to think about muscle as your retirement account for movement. The more you invest in it now, the more you can draw from it later. And for those of you that may be over 30 years old and you're thinking, oh my goodness, I'm already kind of losing, it's okay. Start now. Think about protein intake and do some resistance training. Tip number two, protein helps control hunger. And the little caveat here is that it's not totally magical, but it does help control hunger. Protein is the most filling macronutrient. It can help us stay satisfied and, you know, making healthy eating easier. We know what it's like when we're kind of hangry and starving and you just go into the break room and you grab whatever happens to be there, which tends not to be great high quality food. But if you have enough protein, it can help, you know, kind of mitigate that issue. Protein shakes, I got to mention protein shakes because everybody loves protein shakes these days. They don't build muscle on their own, but they can be a convenient way to meet your overall protein needs. But the real equation is this: protein plus resistance training equals stronger, more durable body. I'll say that again. Protein plus resistance training equals strong, more durable veterinary professional. Note, if you're starving when you get home from work, I want you to look back at how much protein you ate earlier during the day and think, kind of look at that, because that may actually be part of the problem. Tip three, choose real high quality protein as often as you can. We're talking about building meals around lean meats, fish, eggs, dairy, soy, beans, and other high quality protein sources. Really try to limit processed meats and processed foods in general, frankly. And don't always be fooled by high protein, you know, stickers and branding. Everything from Pop-Tarts to chips and cookies are all of a sudden like high protein. They're still ultra processed. There's a whole bunch of chemicals and additives and nonsense put into them. So yes, think about protein, look for protein, read a label, but continue to read the ingredients. And if you get to the point where you can't pronounce half of them, put it down, find something else. So we need to do something other than just chase grams of protein alone. Really consider the whole food package. A food can be high in protein and still ultimately not healthy. Tip four, spread your protein throughout the day. Here are the numbers I want you to think about. Aim for 20 to 30 grams of protein per meal. And I would say especially at breakfast. I'll work with a lot of vet professionals who under-eat protein early in the day. We all wake up, baked goods, coffee, rocking and rolling. Really, we need to think about having a protein-rich breakfast that can really support our muscle maintenance, steadier energy, and better hunger control throughout the day. So when you start the day, instead of asking what's for breakfast, ask what's or where is the protein? So sometimes it's literally kind of addressing that and starting the day the right way with enough protein can get you off and running on the best foot forward. Tip number five, use supplements for convenience, not as a replacement for actual food. Protein powders and bars can be helpful, for sure, but they really can be used when clinic is just super crazy, super busy. Maybe you didn't kind of plan enough or the day got out of control. That's okay, but we have to prioritize whole foods, actual food first, and let supplements fill in the gaps. So, you know, by definition, supplement is meant to supplement. You know, it's meant to like fill in the gaps of an otherwise thoughtful, well-designed, you know, comprehensive nutrition plan, and then you supplement when life gets too chaotic. But we shouldn't start with the supplement as like the main course, if you will. So the best source of protein is one you're ultimately going to consistently eat. And so you get a green light if you've had a crazy day or if you have a shake after, you know, long surgery or long clinic day. It's better than not getting enough protein at all, but it needs to be part of eating whole foods and a well-balanced full diet. And that is five tips in 5 minutes. And I had 5 seconds left on my timer.
Wow, you did. That was perfect timing, Aaron. Very, very, very impressive.
Catch my breath now.
That was actually really interesting because we all hear so much about protein, and especially for women as we get older in that menopausal period. And I know, even for me, I try very hard. I do not consume enough protein. It was interesting also what you said about protein shakes, because I'm always having one of those usually every day to try to just get my protein numbers up. But
And that's okay. I mean, too. So I've been thinking, as long as it's not, you know, I don't have lunch, I have a protein shake instead, isn't the way to go. It's more like have, you know, quality lunch. And then a little bit later, if you want to like, you know, get an extra 20 grams of protein, yeah, you can sip on a shake for that. So
that's okay. Great. Yeah. Well, thank you. Any other last minute takeaways for the audience?
Well, I think that the last takeaway tip would be that protein consumption isn't about building a better physique. And right now, I think that there's still like a little bit of this perception that you think protein and you think of Gold's Gym and some big muscle-bound dude. But that's not it. I mean, protein is about building a body that's strong enough to support the career in life that you really want. So if you're curious more, you know, a little bit more about protein and nutrition overall and strength training overall, and you're ready to take the next step, I work with both individual vet professionals and teams, help build greater physical and emotional durability through coaching, consulting, and education programs. You can find me at projectvetspan.com. Definitely hook up with me on LinkedIn, have some great conversations on LinkedIn, and share some of this information as well. And if you have any questions, let me know. And Jennifer, any closing thoughts? Any protein closing thoughts?
No, just definitely. Also, just wanted to comment on the strength training part of it. And, you know, about a year and a half ago, I started working with a trainer, and I highly, highly recommend it. I've learned so much about how to do that appropriately. So yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. Feel free to reach out to me as well. I'm on LinkedIn, Dr. Jennifer Edwards, my website, drjenniferedwards.com. And I'm always happy to have a conversation if there's any way I can support you with private coaching, team development. I do speaking, workshops, webinars, all of those fun things. So don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on The Resilient Vet.
In rapid rounds.